Hello and welcome. You're listening to Stay You Boo with me, Meg.
And me, Sam. The podcast where we have a coffee and unashamedly discuss whatever comes to mind.
From taboo topics to navigating life as a millennial.
Imagine a coffee date.
Or brunch.
With your bestie, but with a whole load of tech involved.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
So today's topic is our journey into STEM. So by STEM, we mean science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Both Meg and I are studying a STEM subject. So we want to just kind of talk about how we got there, some bits about how we learned it at school, where our passion came from, if there is a passion. And yeah, just our experience of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's something that we've realised through talking to other people as well. Like, we're both females in STEM fields, which is definitely increasing in prevalence, but it's still not something that's the norm either. And like Sammy said, like, we are passionate about it. It's something that, to be honest, I've never really questioned whether I would do STEM to an extent. I always knew that I was going to do a maths or a science-based subject in whatever career path I chose. And I don't know about you, but it just, sometimes when I think about it, I'm just like, I can't understand why people choose anything other than that, which sounds really stupid and a little bit ignorant, but I've just always known in the least disgustingly cheesy way possible.
No, that's really positive. My experience is very different though.
Really?
So I think definitely like later in life, like later in my teens, I was sure of it. Like I was definitely doing something mathsy because that was basically the only thing I felt I was really good at.
You wanted to do medicine as well for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah. So medicine, I'm basically the type of person that can never make up my mind until I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that came quite late for me. I'd say I only really knew specifically what I wanted to study within the past 3 years. So that's after I did my undergrad.
I was going to say, but you're going very specific at this point.
Yeah, that's
do you know
very
what I mean?
True.
A lot of people, when they say, I know specifically, they'd be thinking, I knew that I wanted to do chemistry, or I knew I wanted to do physics.
Yeah.
And you know which branch of physics and which branch of that branch.
Yeah, that's very true. But even like to say I wanted to do maths and physics, which is what I did for my undergrad, I actually originally applied for physics and changed it to a joint degree quite late in. I'd already been accepted and then I asked them if I could change to the joint degree, which is odd because before that, if you reverse to like maybe beginning of A-levels, I loved maths, wasn't too sure about physics, and I loved biology. So it was odd that I ended up applying for a physics course in the end. But yeah, my point was, I wasn't actually that sure until later on. And even in terms of maths, I always loved maths.
You were always so good at it, honestly. I used to sit next to Sammy in maths and just be like, teach me.
I feel like we have different ways of thinking. Like I love the pure maths.
Yeah.
And I just love like algebra. Oh, it's so satisfying. This is where the nerd fully comes out. Yeah, I think I knew I liked maths. I knew I was good at maths, but I never really considered doing it as like my degree or my career because I don't think I really understood what it meant as a career. Like, it's not as vocational as a lot of the other sciences and a lot of other subjects.
I completely agree. I think that's something that I do really appreciate about my degree is I don't really have to think about what I'm going to do when I graduate.
Yeah.
Like, that's just sort of set out. But I'm like you. I've always really, really enjoyed maths. I like the logic. But I also remember when I was in year five. So what, when you're like 9 or 10? Basically, I just could not understand what a right angle was. As in, they explained it to me so many times. They were like, okay, so this piece of paper, that's a right angle there, okay, 90 degrees. And I was like, yeah, like all angles. And they were like, no. And I was like, I'm sure.
You couldn't tell that.
I thought all angles were right angles. I couldn't get my head around it.
But what? So what about like obtuse and acute angles? Like,
oh no, no, everything was a right angle.
Okay. It was all just the right angle.
Yeah. I love it. But apart from that little blip, I think, yeah, I've always enjoyed sort of like the maths and science subjects.
But I would say science is logic and patterns, and it just depends on how you interpret those. And I think that's what creates the different disciplines of science. So like medicine would be very like wordy and conceptual. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it can be definitely like a lot less numbers than something that you would do.
Yeah. Whereas chemistry is a lot of diagrams, lots of like molecular structures. Let's edit that out. And like it also has a lot of quantum in it, which I didn't realize. So like there's a lot of quantum mechanics in chemistry, whereas biology is like bigger molecules. That's how I like to think of it. It's not necessarily to do with the body. Obviously there's human biology, but then there's loads of other aspects like biodiversity.
Living things.
Yeah. Perfect. I really wish I had thought of that. Yes, it's living things. Whereas physics, you can hear the passion coming through, is maths.
I was going to say, and that's what I love. When you talk about it, you can hear the passion.
That is a passion that has come very recently. And I'm sure you know that. I've just fallen in love with what I do. And I'm so glad that I have, but it was a long time coming. Just to clarify, my arena is space. So I study astrophysics and I'm leaning towards cosmology. So it's the large scale structures of the universe and how it's evolved over time, how it began. So we're pretty sure it was the Big Bang and like all the physics that was involved in it becoming the universe that we have today and what it could look like in the future. So general relativity is a large part of what I study and I just love it. It's amazing. And it comes down to like the basic laws of physics. It comes down to how everything interacts, matter, energy, everything. It's amazing. And I just love it.
I love hearing you talk about it because I think, like you said, it has been more recent. And I think just whenever I hear anybody talk about anything they're passionate about, even if that's something I really couldn't care less about, it's just really nice. I don't know. Also, your field is interesting. I couldn't do it. I have not got a clue what you're talking about half the time. I just smile and nod.
Yeah, I mean, like, when it comes to science, I don't know about you, but I didn't really get science.
I think it was when it was split into three for me that really helped. Like, when they, instead of just studying science, we studied biology, chemistry, and physics. And that made me realize, like, what I actually enjoyed about science. And I don't know, like, I always liked it because I ask why a lot. Like, I'm that annoying little kid who just wanted to understand, couldn't just accept things for how they were. So science sort of, like, I guess, answers some of those questions, but also brings up more. But that's a whole nother thing.
That's the whole point of science, though. It's you're asking why, you're curious, and then you're finding the answers. That's literally what science is. Exactly. Like, there's not really any point to it if you're not searching for an answer to a question.
Yeah, and I think that's another reason that I preferred science over, say, something like English or those sorts of subjects, because I was like, what's the point in my head? Obviously, I do think there is a point. I really enjoy reading and books, and I think they can be like a major influence on society, all of that. But yeah, for me, I'm like, no, I want to know why. I want to look at bigger things, but also tiny things. It's just so different.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I think my appreciation for other subjects has come in a lot later in life. Like, I always enjoyed particular lessons, but I think that had more to do with the teachers and how they taught and how they brought the subject to life than to do with the actual subject itself. Like, I can definitely see how pretty much everything we learned at school was relevant.
Oh, what you were saying about teachers, I think that's so, so true. Like, our science teachers, a lot of the time, were the most enthusiastic. They wanted us to get involved. You could tell they loved their subject. And I've found that, to this day, that's something which really influences me. So as a medical student, we go around and we try lots of different specialties. But for me, I had ideas about what specialties I wanted to do, and they completely change, because I thought it was because I had experience of the specialty. But the more I think about it, it's whatever doctor I happen to be with, because I can do a gastro placement. So like learning about the gut and stuff like that, and absolutely love it. I think it's the best specialty ever. And that's what I want to do forever, for the rest of my life. And then I will change onto a different ward, be with a different doctor, and I hate it. And I'm like, this is the worst. And I think it just shows that people really have an influence on how you look at things. So if you've just had really bad science and maths teachers, regardless of your like passion for science, it's definitely going to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely has an influence. I don't think it's completely the only thing that would influence you, though. Because I very distinctly remember liking a lot of my lecturers and teachers, but not necessarily being enthused with the subject that they teach or lecture in. I feel like, yeah, it definitely has an influence. Like, I remember our maths teacher, or my maths teacher, I don't know if he taught you. Yeah, he was just known for his just fantastic way of making maths exciting. And for high school students, or secondary school students, I don't know why I used an American term there, it's so rare to actually get that spark for maths. Like, it's seen as such a mundane, sometimes pointless, which I will never ever be able to understand. Maths is so useful. But like, that's the common question that kids ask their teachers when they're in school. It's like, what's the point in doing
this? When am I going to use this?
Yeah. And I could list you so many times where you will use algebra, fractions, decimals. Like, have you ever bought anything? Like, it's just so like every day. Maths is everywhere. Anyway, he brought that to life for me. I really wish that I knew how to contact him to thank him for that, because it has honestly stuck with me my whole life.
Maybe he'll listen to this podcast.
I highly doubt it, but I hope so.
I don't know, what made you choose maths and physics? What was it, do you think? I know that's a big question.
It's a big question. I think, as I've said, I went through a lot of phases of what I wanted to do. Specifically when I was younger, I wanted to do dancing. And like, that was just like musical theatre and performing was a massive part of my life.
Oh, there are many a video of Sammy performing. They are excellent.
They're very embarrassing. And my sister brought them all out for my 21st birthday, which was horrendous. But I don't think I really gave science much thought until, like you said, they split them into the three subjects and I could see exactly what it was. I took engineering for GCSE. I didn't even take triple science. So yeah, I was very uncertain. I think in the end, what made me decide to go with maths and physics for university was I played to my strengths. So I applied for physics because I love knowing why. It comes to that question of why. And I just think everything, chemistry, biology, if you break it down, the smallest things are studied in physics. It is the basics of everything we experience, forces, motion, the sky at night, like everything is physics and maths. And that's why I went for physics in the first place. I changed it to maths because I realized I hate labs. And I also noticed that in the joint degree, you don't have to do a dissertation or any lab projects.
Really?
Yep. So I'm in my second year of my master's, and this is the first time I'll be writing a dissertation or doing a project. And I've managed to avoid doing any practicals. 5 years of studying physics, and I've not done a single practical. So that was my main reason, if I'm being honest. But yeah. I'm so glad I did, because maths has always just been very much more intuitive to me. I think of physics through maths rather than thinking about how things work and then translating it into the relationships of equations. So in the end, in hindsight, I made all the right decisions. I just don't think I knew that at the time. I hated my undergrad.
Yeah, I remember you weren't having the best time.
No, but that was more circumstance. And I think I just wasn't in the headspace or necessarily ready to be having that opportunity, because it is such an amazing opportunity. You have access to so much information and knowledge. I just wasn't ready for it at the time.
Oh yeah, definitely. I even look back on like my first couple of years at uni and I'm like, if I could go back, I'd have done more.
Yeah.
As in, like, while I was on placements or like just talking to lecturers. I don't think I've ever spoken to a lecturer, honestly. It's
terrifying.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't know. It's just very different degrees, aren't they, at the end of the
day? Yeah, very true. I mean, I only recently started talking to my lecturers. I definitely didn't in my undergrad. In fact, I barely went to lectures in my undergrad, but that is a whole other topic. But yeah, no, I totally get that sometimes it's not necessary, or you just, like, after a lecture, I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to ask questions yet. I haven't actually taken in the information. I have to, like, go home and read it again.
Most of the time I don't, and then I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I completely get what you mean about not always having just, like, known, because I think for me in medicine, so many people you speak to are like, yeah, I just always wanted to be a doctor. So many people are like, since I came out the womb, before I came out the womb, I wanted to be the doctor who was taking me out the womb. I would have been if it wasn't me as a baby. Honestly, people just know. Whereas this sounds really, really bad. And for me, choosing medicine was a process of elimination almost. So it wasn't so much that I was really, really wanted to do medicine. It was that I really, really didn't want to do anything else. That I know that sounds so bad, but I knew that I loved science and maths, like I said.
Yeah.
So that sort of like ruled out half of the subjects. And I knew I wanted to go to university because again, it sounds so nerdy, like you're saying, but I enjoy learning.
I don't know why that's a negative thing though. It's really frustrating that that's an English thing. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
No, that's all right. But like you, I knew that I couldn't do lab work. I'm not very good at sitting still, if you know me. So I couldn't, like, the mere concept of just looking down microscopes or something, I can't get on board with. I'm just such a fidget.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Even though I'm an introvert, I am sort of a people person. So all of those factors just sort of pointed me towards healthcare. I don't have any family who are doctors or anything, but I looked at everything. Like, I looked at nursing, I looked at occupational therapy, but teachers kept mentioning medicine. And I was a bit like, I don't know. My mum said to me, she was like, I don't want you to do medicine, which everyone always thinks is wild, but she thought I'd find it too stressful and stuff. Yeah. And obviously that made me do it. As soon as my mum was like, no, I don't think you should do it. I was like, right, that's the degree for me.
My heart is set on it now. You have confirmed it.
But do you know what? It's worked out quite well. I do really enjoy it. I love my degree.
I love that. I love that, like, you don't really have a rebellious streak, but the way it came out was studying one of the hardest subjects in science, or just in general, out of spite for your mum. What a way to go, Meg. That's amazing.
I mean, did you have any stereotypes of like mathematicians and physicists before starting your degree?
Of course.
What did you think?
Well, they were all white and male for first.
That's probably true.
Yeah. My experience is there's very few that aren't. But Yeah, there's loads of stereotypes. Like, I was really worried, and I've still got this kind of sense of imposter syndrome because I don't come from a scientific background in terms of, like, my parents aren't even university grads, which is not a bad thing. Like, everybody experiences life differently, and they come from different places, but it's unusual for our generation, I suppose, and not many people I met at university were in the same situation. So my sister was the first to go to university of our family. So yeah, I think I definitely still experienced that imposter syndrome and expected everybody to be really into sci-fi, really nerdy, like computer nerds who can like program already know how to like, I don't know, hack into NASA or something. And like, there were a few, so I wasn't completely wrong.
Oh, there will be a few wherever you go, though.
Yeah, but for the most part, when I'm like, in hindsight, I realized that I wasn't actually that out of the ordinary, in terms of, although people did come from backgrounds where their parents had been university educated, it wasn't necessarily in the same subject. They hadn't like grown up going to science museums and being like, this is what I want to do. So yeah, I think the stereotype of knowing for sure and just being like your whole life was based around this career path, that definitely vanished very quickly.
That's so positive though, because I think for me in medicine, like I said, there are a lot of people for who that's the case. And my parents did go to university. My dad studied mechanical engineering and is honestly one of the cleverest men that I know. He's remarkable. And my mum is also very, very intelligent. She studied biochemistry at university. But what I found is that on my course, a lot of people, they do tend to come from medical families. Mm-hmm. So they do have a little bit more experience of that field than I do. And it's not a bad thing at all, but it is a stereotype. And it is a fairly accurate stereotype, as in, I think you find it more in medicine than you do in other degrees, sort of like the familial side of it. But there were a lot of stereotypes that I had that are so untrue about both medical students and doctors, like so many.
Go on.
I guess like one of them is like, similar to yours in terms of, I just thought everyone was going to be so smart and so intense and be like, medicine, that is all I will talk about. And I'm not going to lie, there are a few people like that. But also, medics are wild. Like, medic parties are something else and stuff like that. But, and also, there are a lot of like very normal people, very down to earth people. So that really wasn't true. I expected like doctors to grill me, you know, like properly scream at me on a ward
round.
Like,
we've all seen Grey's Anatomy. Like, come on. They're brutal.
Yeah, it's horrible. And I thought it was going to be kind of like that. And you do get some doctors who do belittle you and try to make you feel awful. But you also get really, really lovely ones. And also, it's just not what, like what you see in films. Like, I thought I would be wandering around hospitals with a stethoscope around my neck. If I wore a stethoscope around my neck, there are doctors who carry around scissors and cut them if a medical student is wearing it around their neck.
Really?
Yeah, you have to earn that. So you're only allowed to do that once you're a doctor.
I did not know that.
No, neither did I. I'm so glad somebody told me before my first day.
They just carry scissors around them in case they happen across a medical student wearing a stethoscope.
I mean, it's a minority. Like, I've only heard of like a couple of doctors who actually do that.
Yeah.
But there are also ones who will say, look, you need to take that off. You need to put that in your pocket. That was definitely a misconception.
That's wild, because like, I feel like that insinuates there's definitely a hierarchy.
Oh, there is.
Which is, I just think that's such a toxic mentality.
You know what you said about like middle class white men?
Oh, yes.
Definitely a lessening thing in medicine. Women are taking over in some specialties, and that, like, that's brilliant. But still, the majority are definitely white, and certain specialties are still predominantly male.
Yeah.
We're making progress, but it's very, very slow. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about it when we talk about women in science, but the number of times that there's an assumption that I'll tell people that I do medicine and they'll assume that I mean nursing, which I don't mind because I've said this quite a few times. I would actually love to be a nurse, I think, but
that's not the point.
Exactly. But yeah, it isn't what I expected. Like, I thought there was going to be loads of science because, you know, you need to get good grades in chemistry to do medicine for some reason. And honestly, I cannot tell you the last time that I had to think about chemistry. It's really strange. It's definitely not at all what I expected, but it's better in a lot of ways.
The thing is, I spent a long time learning, and even I don't feel like I know enough to have a conversation about it a lot of the time. But I honestly believe this applies to all the STEM subjects. If you put the time in and the energy in, you can do it. Anybody can do it. Yeah. It's just that it's harder to do something you're not passionate about. And if you're not passionate about it, that isn't a bad thing.
If you're not passionate about it, don't force yourself to be.
Exactly. It's the same with anything. Like, if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it well. Whereas if it is something you want to do, if it's something that interests you, if the interest is there first, the understanding comes later and it comes far more easily. And that is, I really think that's the difference between my studying at undergrad and my studying now while I'm doing my master's degree. Is in undergrad, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I know I liked parts of maths and parts of physics. A lot of it didn't make any sense to me while I was learning it. It felt like a massive jump from A-level to university. And I felt like I was drowning in something I wasn't even sure about. Whereas now, I feel like because I took a year to really think about what I wanted to do after I graduated. And I realized where my passions lie, where my interest stems from, where the curiosity stems from. And ever since I realized that, it's come so much more easily. Like, obviously, yes, I still have to put the time in. I still have to do all the equations and rep all the maths to fully understand it. And I have to have the difficult conversations with the lecturers, no matter how much I don't want to. But since I realized that the passion was there, everything became so much easier. So I honestly think if it's something that interests you, you can learn it.
Yeah.
It might take some time. Like, it obviously takes some people longer than others, but that doesn't mean you can't.
What would be your one piece of advice for somebody who's considering entering the STEM field?
I would say don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. And don't let what you think it looks like affect your decision, because science can look however you want it to look. Technology, engineering, maths, they're all the same. It's all about you and how you feel you can benefit and contribute to the field in whatever way you work best. So, like, people think of physics as very experimental and observational, whereas I don't do any of that stuff. I've pointedly avoided it. So things don't always look how you expect them to, or what, like, the stereotype is. So don't let that affect your decision of going into it. The passion is the most important thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about you? What would be your piece of advice?
It's hard because it depends whether, I guess, it was a piece of advice for STEM or for medicine.
Do medicine.
Okay. I think I would say try and find out what you're getting yourself in for, and not in a negative way or anything like that. However, I think, like I said, I had a lot of preconceptions, and when I speak to other people doing my course, they tend to say a similar thing. And medicine doesn't necessarily look how you think it's going to look, which is sometimes a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. It's not a glamorous life you're signing up for. It is hard work. And I don't mean that in a way to put anyone off. Just keep your mind open and think about what you actually enjoy. Like, what is it that you value and want from both a degree and a career? And then just see if it marries up. And I think I'd say that in terms of anything, just think about what you want and what you value, and then look at how that corresponds to the future, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think you've made a really good point. It's so important to be realistic, because STEM can be intense and it is hard work. So to be aware of that reality and not just kind of think of it as the idea of doing something in this like idyllic way where everything will come really easy, you'll just really understand it. That isn't how it works, unless you are one of like the 0.3% of genius.
That's my sister. Shout out to Alice.
But yeah, no, I think the realistic aspect is so important, because it's a long career. It's a long path to get to that career in the first place. It's going to be a long time studying. So you have to know that you're okay with study methods and deadlines and exams. But in my opinion, it's so worth it. If that's what you want to do, it is so, so worth it.
I completely agree. Like I said, I do love my degree, and it's difficult, and sometimes you do have to sacrifice things, but it's so worth it. So let us know whether you're interested in STEM, whether you currently study a science subject or engineering or anything, and if this is something you've enjoyed hearing about, because it's a little bit different from what we've released so far, but it's something, like we said, we're both really passionate about, and we want to connect with more people in the STEM field, because, you know, we've got to support each other.
Yeah, and it's always nice to meet other like-minded people.
Absolutely.
And nerd out together.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. So like, comment, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Oh, and share as well, please.
Yeah, so as always, stay UB, and we'll catch you next time.